This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. We turn now to Pakistan, where the army says 60 Taliban militants have been killed during the last 24 hours in an ongoing operation to dislodge the extremists from the northwest district of Bunair. The fighting has emptied villages as thousands are fleeing for safety. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Escaping the siege, people take to cars, tractors, and donkeys. An electric fan swings from the hump of a camel that heaves under the weight of hastily packed possessions. The burning heat withers fleeing families and their cargo. Travel is slow through the treacherous mountain roads. Signs of the conflict mar the sweeping scenery. From atop the peak of the village of Dermai, we spot young men scavenging through the wreckage of a bombed-out police station that Taliban militants had destroyed. The distant thud of a shell sets off urgent warnings to travelers on the road below. The bombardment is going on, says a breathless young boy. There are firings and explosions, another man advises. The military is heavily relying on artillery and airstrikes to hit the Taliban that has taken the high ground in the mountains. The militants pushed into Bunair last week from their stronghold in Swat Valley. Locals point out spots on the roadside where militants planted explosives to slow the army's advance. Pakistan's military says, following fierce resistance, troops secured the Ambela Pass, a strategic ridge that overlooks a southwest portion of Bunair, some 7 miles from here. But the operation to flush out the militants has also sown panic. Mohammed Nawaz is desperate for word from his family. The bearded young student who studies in Islamabad is making the hazardous journey back home. I haven't read that my village has been bombed, but there's been shelling in Ambela nearby, so naturally I'm worried, he says. I have come back with all my books and bags. How can I prepare for exams, he asks. If we die, we will die together. Such, he says, are Pakistan's circumstances. Nawaz says the government has betrayed the people of Bunair by failing to stop the Taliban before now. He says the local population held 3 jirgas or meetings and decided against the Taliban entering. They should not have been allowed to come. They should have been controlled if they were controllable that day, he says. And at that time, people were with the government. But what was the government doing then, he asks. And why, he says, is the army coming a week after the militants, without any notice or chance to evacuate? Nawaz apologizes for talking bitterly. The army says it has killed scores of Taliban. This elderly gentleman says army shelling in his now deserted village of Ambela killed civilians as well. He asks to be identified only as Mahmoud. A cannon shot hit a house of our neighbor and ripped their horse in half. It wasn't possible to collect all the body parts of their son, he says. What kind of injustice is this, he later asks, saying the operation is to please the United States. Mahmoud chokes back tears that he says are for all the suffering. People are ruined, women widowed, children orphaned, the cattle dead, the 72-year-old says. He goes on, there is no electricity, no water, and it is so pitch dark, it's as if there is no one in this land. In impoverished Bunair, farmers in mid-harvest have abandoned their fields, and local hospitals report tending to wounds from assault rifles. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
And we should add that Junaid Khan contributed to that report from Bunair.